Now, Tanifa is Aotearoa, our national infectious diseases research platform, and it's awarded six emerging infectious disease research leaders fellowships to undertake targeted research and develop their skills and preparedness for current or even emerging infectious disease threats. Dr. Teresa Pankhurst is from Ngāi Tahu, Kahungunu and Ngāti Porou, and she's with the Malagat Institute of Medical Research and one of the inaugural fellows for her work on the preclinical development of vaccines that rejuvenate the ageing immune system. She's been seconded to the UK as part of this international partnership between the Malagat Institute and the Babraham Institute, which is based in Cambridge in the UK, and that's where we find Teresa. Hey, Teresa, tenakwe, it's me, Dale, back home in good old Auckland and Tāmaki Makaurau. Teresa, tenakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Cool. How long have you been away, Teresa?
So I've been in the UK now for just over a year.
Cool. Well, we're here waiting for you to come home, sister, but all in good time, Teresa. I've just off the back of that introduction, sis, could you just let our listeners here on Māori Radio know where you're at with your studies and what you feel you're learning that will be of value when you do return?
Absolutely. So my Tanifa research project, as you introduced, is looking at the development of new vaccines for older people that can rejuvenate the aging immune system and better protect our most vulnerable against infectious diseases. And so Tanifa is supporting me to work on this research for over a year over here in the UK, but it also provides really awesome opportunities to come back home to Aotearoa to attend quarterly wānanga, where we will be building and developing our leadership skills so that after my time in the UK, when I return to Aotearoa, I can bring not only the research expertise that I've been developing here in the UK, but also be equipped with the leadership skills necessary to conduct research in the future in Aotearoa to try and uplift our people.
Tēnā koe. It's a really intriguing area that you're working in. I mean, talk to us more about vaccines that might rejuvenate the aging immune system. So as we get older, our immune system slowly deteriorates, I'm assuming. And so if we can have medical or pharmaceutical interventions at midlife, I'm picking, that we would be more resilient in fighting off infectious disease or threats. Am I sort of reading the lay of the land reasonably accurately there, or pick up and share what you can in that regard, please?
Yes, absolutely. No, you're very spot on. So what vaccination does is it trains your body to make antibodies that can go on to target future infections and protect you from getting seriously ill. But in order to make protective antibodies after a vaccination, the cells of your immune system need to come together for a hui, and they come together for a hui at the right place and at the right time, and they communicate with each other in order to make lots of really good antibodies. But with age, this immune response becomes less effective. So some of the immune cells are late to the hui, some get a little bit lost and don't go to the right place, and of the cells that do make it to the hui, their communication isn't as great. And so the result of this is that less antibodies are made. And so ultimately, the immune response to vaccination is less effective with age, and it's why older people need more frequent vaccination. And what I hope to do is to provide new knowledge about why these things happen as we get older, and at the same time, as you mentioned, look into how we can make vaccines more effective for older people by testing new vaccines that we hope will help those immune cells get to the right place and at the right time and communicate effectively to make lots of really good protective antibodies.
Tēnā koe. Is there anything unique about Ngāi Māori, our kuia, our kaumātua, where the model that you're utilising might grow from? Or are all old people globally, when it comes to infectious disease and their ability to combat it, are they all the same?
That's a really great question. And I think what is unique about our kaumātua and our kuia and the way that we view our elders in Aotearoa is the specific nature of it. Our kaumātua and our kuia, they're our taonga, but they're also our most vulnerable. And so we probably all have stories of taking on extra special measures to protect them, and because we saw firsthand the impact that infectious disease has on our older whānau. So I view this research like a wraparound, almost korowai, for our kaumātua and our kuia, as it focuses specifically on identifying treatments that will help their specific immune systems to fight infections. And the way that I do this is using testing vaccines in mice. So where I am in the UK at the Babraham Institute, they specialize in expertise of the aging immune system, and they have a dedicated colony of aged mice that represent a lot of the same immune responses as humans, and particularly the aging immune response. So by comparing how the aged mice respond to a vaccine compared to a younger adult mice, we're able to understand the differences in how antibodies are able to be made. And then by testing our new vaccines that are being made by the Maligan Institute's RNA technology platform, we can then see if these vaccines are able to boost the immune system of the aged mice. And by using mice, we're able to lay down a really solid foundation of how these vaccines are working and showing that they're doing what they're meant to be doing and safely activating the immune system, so that we can have a really solid foundation of data if we want to take any of these treatments into a clinical trial for testing in humans.
It's a really interesting area that you're working in, and I thank you for giving us a bit of a touch about the importance of this, and I thank you for acknowledging kuia and kalawa as taonga, because they are. And if we can find ways to administer vaccines or the like that gets more buy-in from our kui and kalawa, then we're all in. But in a way, hey, we're your people back home here, Teresa, so we're all in behind you and the work you're doing there, and I want to wish you well going forward. How long do you think you'll be living in England?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So I'm here for the duration of the Tanifa Fellowship for 1 year. Until March 2026 is when I'll be here. So just over another year and a bit. But with the Tanifa Fellowship, as I mentioned, it has these really great opportunities for me to come home once every couple of months to attend Wānanga on marae, meeting with communities and engaging with Māori about the research and bringing everyone along on the journey from the outset, which I think is a really great aspect to this fellowship, and at the same time building up those leadership skills at the Wānanga and learning from a diverse range of leaders. And I'm just very grateful to both have the opportunity to conduct research here in the UK, where I have so many fantastic opportunities to build up my research portfolio, but also to be able to come home and do the type of mahi there that, you know, really touches my heart, where we're getting to engage with Māori and trying to weave together aspects of te ao Māori with the biomedical research. And it's great because, you know, I get a little bit homesick being over here, so having an excuse and the opportunity to come home and, you know, sneak in a wee catch up with my whānau at the same time has been really great. Thank you for your kind words.
Tēnā koe, and I thank you for yours, sis. All the best with the mahi going forward, and looking forward to where your career tracks in the years ahead. Mauri ora kia koe, te tuhine, kia ora rau atu.
Ka kite, thank you.
Hei konei rā. That's Teresa, Dr. Teresa Pankhurst.